Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Did you ever have moments where you wondered if God had deserted you?
It happened to me. This is Mariam. It was just one day in prison that I couldn't feel the presence of God. He spent 38 days in that building. It was a very security building, and we were under so much pressure. At that time, we were not together. I was with another political woman in my cell, and one morning I just woke up and I felt that I couldn't feel the presence of God, and it was the worst experience that I ever had in my life. I was so scared, and I didn't know what to do. I couldn't even pray. I thought that something stopped me from even praying. And I just lay down on the floor, and I was crying, and suddenly a voice told me, you need to start singing. And I started singing, but I couldn't start, sing worship songs in my own language. I started singing worship songs in tongues, and after 1 hour, I could feel the very presence of Christ and the Holy Spirit all around me in the cell. Even my cellmate could feel that presence, and she asked me to teach her some worship songs in Farsi, and I did. And we continued singing in Farsi for hours. We were singing, and after hours, I could feel that it wasn't just about my feeling. Sometimes we don't feel the presence of God, but it's not about our feeling. The truth will never change, and the truth is that God will never abandon us. And in that day, I experienced this, that sometimes if we don't feel the presence of God, it doesn't mean that he leaves us.
Did you know that it was coming, that you were going to be released, or did it come as a surprise to you?
We heard that many Christians from all around the world, they were praying for us, and they were sending letters to prison. One day, some authorities came to prison and talked to us. They told us that every day you receive about 50 letters, and it's made the Iranian government angry. But they understood that we are not alone. Instead, we have a big spiritual family that they are supporting us. And because of the pressure from some international and influential organization like Amnesty, United Nations, and even they mentioned that a Pope from Vatican sent the letters to prison for us. At the end, they had to release us because they wanted to show the world that there is religious freedom in Iran. They knew that many people are watching their activities, and that's why they had to release us, because they wanted to show the world that there is religious freedom in Iran.